It's Friday, July 10th, 2020, and I'm Dave Soul. Three things to know today. New PC shipment data, compensation data, and texting for business. Some thoughts. This is the Business of Tech. Today is PC market data for Q2. Channel Partner Insight has an analysis of IDC, Gartner, and Canalys, observing that while all three indicate that the PC market grew, they reported very different numbers, a low of 2.8% and a high of 11.2% in terms of growth. IDC is optimistic, but Gartner is pessimistic, and Canalys looks a little bit more like IDC. The projections. IDC and Gartner believe the PC market boost is short-lived, with IDC linking the end of this to the end of the pandemic. And Canalys links to remote working and remote learning as trends continuing beyond the pandemic. The Verge also did an analysis and noted that IDC includes Chromebooks in their analysis, while the others did not, and Chromebooks are driving overall PC demand. So why do we care? The Verge noted that shipment data is not sales data. Sales data is likely higher. First statement to this is that this is all a sugar high. I agree with IDC and Gartner to not expect this to last, and Canalys is right to link to remote working, but we need to be careful about not overblowing that. How long the need to distance will impact how long that trend continues. It's wise to not bet on any PC market growth, and that's a key lesson. For most, this is likely not big news. Chromebooks remain interesting to me. I see a lot of use cases here for these devices, and they seem like a hidden trend not enough attention is given to. There are a lot of spaces this makes a lot of sense. Moving from sales data to economic data, Challenger, Gray, and Christmas Incorporated have released a survey showing how compensation plans are being changed during the pandemic. The data, 30% of employers cut pay in response to the pandemic. More than half reported the cuts allowed them to avoid layoffs. Within those that made cuts, 44% reported pay cuts across the board, 34% said the cuts were for executive or senior-level employees only, and 11% for certain positions. 56% of companies that cut pay said the reductions would last until business conditions allow. 25% they would last until the end of 2020, and 19% said cuts would be reversed at different times for different workers. Why do we care? Quote, last until business conditions allow, end quote. I can't help but hear that old joke, the floggings will continue until morale improves. This information was timely after the criticism I gave yesterday. Cuts to compensation need to have some messaging and intention with them. If you cut, you're asking people to stick with you for some end goal. The more uncertainty you add to that, the worse the situation gets. Cuts to avoid layoffs can be a powerful boost. This can bring a team together. But cutting benefits, then layoffs, with the likelihood of more layoffs, is significantly damaging to company culture and morale. Be bolder and swifter, as that gives you the ability to be more compassionate as well. I'd advocate for being as transparent as possible. Less is more, meaning less times you have to go to the well, each. Time comes with a cost. Gonna end the week with a blog post and some thinking. WhatsApp posted an article on their site yesterday entitled New Ways to Reach a Business on WhatsApp, and it focuses on some new features to help businesses use the app for communications and includes the use of QR codes. Link in the show notes. But why do we care? I don't normally care much about feature releases, but this one caught my eye as I like to think about the use of text for business. Chat is already powerful and we see more and more businesses using it. How much can you do? I suspect a lot more than most really do. Some of my best consumer stories involve support via text, and there are a lot of great ways to leverage this. Apple has an integrated iMessage product and Facebook offering a number besides just WhatsApp, among others. Quite forward-thinking, too. The younger you are, the more capable you are with this method of support. This article I'm offering for weekend thinking. I'd love to hear stories from listeners on this topic, as well as give you something to consider as a way to move to a more enhanced customer experience. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. Have you got a tip, got a story, got something you want to tell me about or want me to look into? Drop me a note. There's contact information at mspradio.com or my email, dave@mspradio.com. Thanks for listening. There'll be an editorial this weekend, and I will talk to you again on Monday.